all human beings are socially wired. Our brains are actually wired for connection. And we only get at our best stuff by connecting with other people. But what can we do when we can't be with the people that we know would bring out the best in us? We can decide to just imagine that we had the strengths that they might find in us if we could figure out what they are. Or we could try and imagine meeting them, but imagination often leaves a lot out. When we try and imagine something that hasn't happened yet, we know some of the details, but not most of them. A better guide is memory. Memories of other people contain perspectives and personalities, and those perspectives and personalities in those memories can help you discover different things about yourself and different ideas about how you could solve a problem that you face. So we're going to do an exercise that allows you to experience how this works. Imagine that you are sitting in a circle of four chairs. You're sitting in one chair, and the other three chairs are around you. And just notice what kind of chairs you have chosen, where they come from in your life, and how it feels to be sitting in the chair you have chosen for yourself. Now, as we begin with you in your own chair, I want you to focus on a specific challenge or problem that you would like to move through or move past. And just take a few moments and imagine all the different parts of this situation, this problem you need to solve. Notice what you're thinking, what you're feeling, what you're seeing, what you're hearing, and all the physical sensations that are part of this situation in which you want to solve something, in which you want to get moving again. Now, just take a moment and write down one word that represents that challenge or problem. Now, look at the chair on your left. In that chair is someone who you haven't seen for a long time, someone who was important to you when you were much younger. And as you look this person in the eyes, let your awareness move out of your own chair and into that other person's chair so that you are sitting within their experience, seeing as they see, hearing as they hear, and noticing what they notice as they are watching you dealing with this situation. And as they're watching, and as you're watching through their eyes, they're remembering times that you spent together and qualities that they like in you or admire in you. And when you notice just one thing, one strength or characteristic that they see in you, just pick one word to remind you of that quality and write that down. Take a deep breath and imagine that you're sitting back in your own chair. Now look at the chair directly across the circle from you. In that chair is someone who has challenged you or resisted you. Someone who made you better without making you comfortable. As you look this person in the eyes, allow your awareness to once again move out of your own chair and into the other person's chair so that you are sitting in their chair and sitting in their body, in their experience, seeing as they see, hearing as they hear, and noticing what they notice as they watch you as you deal with this situation. As they watch and you are watching, this person remembers interacting with you. And then notice again a strength or a characteristic that they noticed in you then. And when you see just one strength through this person's eyes, then write one word to capture that quality. Take a deep breath and return to your experience. Sit in your own chair. Breathe your own breath. And as you come back into yourself, look at that chair on your right. In that chair is someone who has loved you. They may be part of your life now, or they may be part of your past, but you absolutely know the time you knew them, this person was a person who loved you. As you look this person in the eyes, you allow your awareness to move out of your own chair and into the body of this person who loved you, so that you are experiencing the world through their experience, seeing what they see, hearing what they hear, feeling what they feel. And in their experience, you are remembering times when they were with you and connected to you. And I want you to look at yourself through this lens of love until you notice just one strength, skill, or capability that they saw in you. And then just write one word down that captures that quality. Now look at the three words you've written down. The first word you wrote down was your problem word. And as you look at that, look at the first word and ask, do I recognize this in myself? Am I willing to live this strength? What's one thing I can do with this strength in this situation? And then put that word aside and look at the word for your problem situation and look at the second word and ask yourself again, do I recognize this in myself? Am I willing to live in this strength? And what's one thing I can do with this strength? Put that aside. Look again at the word for your problem and look at the third word, the word that was given you through the experience of the person who loved you. And ask yourself, do I see this strength in myself? Am I willing to live this strength? And what's one thing I can do with this strength? And now focus just on that one word that represented the situation that you've been working on. And ask yourself, what's different now? What do you notice that you didn't notice before about the capabilities you bring to the situation and the possibilities for moving forward? So that's our four chairs exercise for today. Four chairs: your own perspective, the perspective of somebody who knew you when you were younger, when you were different, the perspective of somebody who has challenged you or resisted you or competed with you and brought out the best in you that way, and the perspective of somebody who loves you. And through the eyes of these three people, capturing the strengths you know you have, but can't quite get to without a little help from your friends. I'm Linda Ferguson, NLP Canada Training.